now, Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean!
Too much?
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. You are watching Voices Carry Live, broadcasted in beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. This podcast is for you. This is your megaphone. This is your microphone. It's kind of a transition from purely social media to talking with your neighbor is the best way that I can put it. The title of this stream, this broadcast, is the third, because I had this all set up to bring you, and I was looking for some video for the topic of this for yesterday's video, and I ran back and forth like six times looking for the hard drive that I was on, and I finally found it. So I have a special video for you. It's going to go back to 2020. There's a lot of emotion with 2020, but the show is about getting into the weeds of the issues. So that's what we're going to do. And we're not going to throw any snowballs or anything. We're just going to talk about the elephant in the room. I think it's worth talking about what happened during 2020 and just touching on it so you guys can see how, of course, the machine just kicked on with the noise. So you guys can see how I stand on the issues. Give me one moment while I turn that off, and then we'll dive into it. We're going to have our live watch party tonight of the village board meeting. There is a village board meeting, and the committee of the whole meeting is canceled. But there is a village board meeting, and I have the packet right here. So we'll go through it and see what's on it, see if it affects you, see if it affects your neighbor. And then also, that starts in about 40 minutes. So we have some time to, I might what I might do is do the show that I wanted to do, and then we'll restart a stream for the live watch party and join our village officials and in thanking them in leading our great village. So give me one moment while I turn that noise off, and then we'll actually, why don't I just, I'll start this video, I'll set it up. So the what you're about to see is a video from 2020, and it's March 17th of, yes, March 17th of 2020. So the reason why I filmed this is because, kind of like the same reason why I had pieces of paper, it's really comical if you could hear this machine right now, how loud it is. And it starts up every time I go live. But the reason why I did this video was because if you've tuned in the past, you might have heard me say I keep track. Whenever I think that something's not right, I'll save it, whether it's a mail insert, whether it's a letter, or just anything to archive it so that I can maybe surface it in the future, reference back to it, or if anything were to happen, I'd have it to reference back on to know that, hey, something didn't feel right here for my family and for the community, and I'd like to see it be done better in the future. And so that my kids, it always comes back to my kids. It's amazing. Being a dad is amazing. Because I always think, I'm like, so a lot of stuff happened during COVID. A lot of policy, it's all starting to come out now. It's a lot of policy took place. And a lot of levers were pulled by federal, state, local. And how I imagine it is that they pulled those levers, kind of, it's kind of like pushing over a, it's like, hey, I didn't get my bag of chips out of the vending machine, so I'm going to have to, I want to tip this thing over. But you can't just go at it like fully at like immediately. You got to like see how it moves, or not even tipping over the vending machine. Forget that. Just like you have to move your refrigerator. You don't just go into like moving your refrigerator. Like you got to pull it out to dust behind it. That first one was a bad analogy. Forget it. So you got to pull out the refrigerator to dust behind it. You don't just pull it out immediately. You kind of like tug on one side, see what happens. Tug on the other side, see what happens. That's what happened. They saw what happened. I want to let them know that we also saw what happened, and that it's kind of, another analogy is that it's kind of like a lawnmower. Randy, stop it with the analogies. So a lawnmower, so like you have the engine, and then you have something called a PTO, which is you pull a button and then it engages a belt onto that engine. And imagine those engine of that lawnmower are all those policies that they enacted. That engine's still running, but that PTO is disengaged right now. So what I don't want to have happen is enough time to go by and a PTO, it's to engage the blades. So that's disengaged right now, the blades to cut the grass. That's disengaged right now, but the engine's still running. Those policies are still there. Don't think about them, don't talk about them, right? What I don't want to have happen is enough time pass by to where we willfully forget about it. And then these guys, the kids, have to navigate all that again in the future. So I'm going to go turn that machine off. Here is Carrie and Crystal Lake, me, on March 17th, 2020 at 7 p.m. And I got video for a future project. It was kind of like just B-roll. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I just knew something wasn't right. the alarm bells were going ring-a-ding-a-ding, and I was like, I'm just going to document this. It's curing Crystal Lake. When business should be booming and it's not. And here it is. And then kind of narrate it too a little bit. You can see my Spider-Man app on my phone there. But I was just getting the time stamp. And then I, for some reason, thought I had to do it again. But this is me in 2020, about, what, 5 years ago now? And that place should be cooking right now. That Texas Roadhouse should be shaking, rattling, and rolling, and it's not. And I was like, something's not right. That's the last time I do that, but... Some of these places, you'll see Walmart at the end, and I zoom in on the gas price. Some of these places have never really went back. It was kind of like a benchmark to, it was a landmark day to where a lot of places, like Taco Bell tried to, took them a while to go back to regular hours, and then around the clock there, empty. And then Bye Bye Baby, Target. This felt to me like a benchmark day. A landmark day. There's only... For your information, I pulled this in and made it one. It was all separate videos, so I didn't do any editing. So that's why that stood there for a while. Jersey Mike's and Yum's was still there. Cheers up, 7 7 o'clock, 7:30. If I could fast forward it, I would, but this is back to back B-roll footage. I think Chili's was completely closed. And keep in mind, this is the first time I think a lot of us have ever seen anything like this, to where government says, "Hey, you can't operate." It's probably happened in the past with some other events, but not on this scale and not with all the new technology that was in place to kind of see how everything ran with online and. So this was the first day of the 15 days to slow the spread. And little did I know how much we had ahead of us. But something just told me that this was just like the first raindrop of something. And then right here, this is Walmart. And I zoom in on the gas price, and it's a good dollar less than it is today. It's like $8 out in California. They've been having those protests, and people take pictures of the gas prices, like $8, $8.50. And that was... the first day in Cary and Crystal Lake of the 15 days to slow the spread. And I thought that was a landmark day to not only archive for myself to reference back on, to see how maybe we can beef up well, I think just beef up our ways of mitigating these situations. And I think the whole nation, including a lot of leaders, I'm sure that a lot of people who have made decisions and kind of got on, I don't want to get into like national politics with this. This is nowhere the place for national politics. But I think we can all agree on that we've learned things. And I think Dwight Schrute had a good message for all of us to take something away from this.
Fact. I am older. I am wiser. Do not mess with me.
I think a lot of us can feel that way. And I think a lot of our leaders at federal level and state and local can feel that way too. But we just need to reaffirm that so our children and the next generations don't have to have a learning curve when it comes to this type of government activities. And then we have our live. Actually, I have. We'll go into our live. We have our live watch party coming up of the village board meeting. But I wanted to go into a few. This is the Facebook page from the Village of Cary on March 17th. They enacted a local disaster emergency on March 17th, the day I took that video. And it says here, the purpose of declaration of a local disaster emergency is to allow for a more effective response to the evolving pandemic, public health crisis, temporarily suspending purchasing policy rules to allow quick response and recovery action. Then it says here, Cary Public Works Department has implemented procedural changes this March 17th as well. In response to ongoing disease outbreak, safety of the public and village staff, the discourages entering the village hall facility. And then there were some scammers. They were nice enough to let the residents know about scammers taking advantage of the situation. March 18th, Village of Cary is closing Village Hall to the public until further notice. So that was the day after that video. And then this letter, which I have here, and then we'll get into our live stream. On behalf of the village trustees, with the outbreak, the village wants to make sure that you know we are on top of the situation and will continue to provide you with up-to-date information as it becomes available. March 17th, the day I took that video, we formally declared a local disaster emergency. Makes us prepared so we can react. Mayor says he's going to be in contact with the governor. Suspension of dine-in services. And then during this whole time, I had a front row seat. I was still firefighting. I was undergoing the whole mandate fund. The whole thing was just a new thing to everybody. So that's why this is not a hit piece on anything or anybody. This is just saying, let's review what happened. It's the elephant in the room. Let's see what happened. See if we can learn from it. As you can see here from a prior show, this is the Baraboo County. Went to the Kalahari. Baraboo County, or Baraboo, city of Baraboo, Wisconsin, where all the water parks are. Village code done in house. This is the Village of Cary's. 800 pages versus 100 change. There's a lot of stuff in here that the engine's still running, and the PTO can be engaged. So I want to go through this, and I look forward to going through it. So we have our live village board meeting, and that's coming up in 4 minutes. And let's just do a quick rundown of that. Cary Grove High School traffic safety presentation. That should be fun. Congressman Darren LaHood, tour of the regional police training facility. I saw some pictures of that. That looked very productive. And then the consider for approval, if it's your first time ever watching a live watch party, which will begin after this. Warrant dated for February 4th. That's a fancy name for just an itemized list of, like this, how they spent money to make the village operate. Consider for approval the board meeting minutes. Yeah, every meeting they do minutes, which is pretty much just what happens during board meetings. And then the next meeting, they approve the prior meeting minutes. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to execute an engineering services agreement with H.R. Green. It's an outside firm that they contract with for a whole host of things, but this particular case is a roadway resurfacing program in the amount of $21,000, not to exceed $23,000. I consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to award a contract for the Depot Plaza Improvements Project, company out of Rockford. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to award a contract for the First Street Improvements Project, Builders Paving, not to exceed $1,341,000. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to waive the competitive bidding requirements and execute a contract with Midwest Chlorinating Company out of, I believe it's a local company. That takes care of chlorinating for the public water supply. And then, let's get into it. I'm going to end this stream. And then when I come back, we'll start our live watch party. Thank you for joining me for this preview of the live village board meeting watch party, along with some other stuff peppered in. And I'm talking to the camera, and I'm look down and I see my hand. Thank you for joining me. We will be joining back for our live village board meeting watch party, which we like watching the village officials just see how the gears turn. We all want to be involved with our community, it's a nice way to do it. If I don't know something, I hear it. If I don't know it, I'll pop in the next show and I'll explain it. If I do hear something that can provide value, I'll explain it. And let's do it. Thank you for joining me. We will see you in a few minutes.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
For the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.